Okay, anyway, going back. Oh, we didn't finish listening to I want to listen to this here.
Eddie and Gary, is there anything else that you would need to add? And then I will hear from Attorney Brian Steele.
Judge, respectfully, I think you've already stated that there's not a bond issue. There's not a really a first appearance other than you're verifying his counsel, which would handle the first appearance issue. One thing I want to put on the record, Judge, and thank you for giving me the opportunity, is at an appropriate time, we're going to file an objection or notice of objection to Attorney Steele. While he's a brother attorney, he has represented multiple people on the indictment, and we feel that a conflict would exist, and we just want the record clear on that. At the appropriate time, we'll move forward with that.
All right, anything, Attorney Steele?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Thank you so much, Mr. Williams. Your Honor, I do represent Mr. Williams. I've entered or should be entered.
So clearly, as y'all should probably understand, the prosecutor, this is the guy who came out to say he's going to make sure Young Thug gets off if it takes the last drop of blood, which I'm like, yo, that's how I want my attorney to talk. My attorney talking about it like, yo, he might get clapped if I don't get free. I like that. You know what I mean? But you hear the prosecutor hating already, man. Prosecutor said, hey, Judge, can we kick this nigga off the case? Because he done represented mad defendants, and, like, he probably got some conflict of interest. Like, he probably the lawyer who get them out of all their cases. So, you know what I mean? They should keep him on there. What the fuck? Leave that nigga there, man. Give Thug a fighting chance.
An appearance as counsel. My understanding from Uniform Superior Court Rule 26.1.
There you go.
H.
There you go.
As in Hillary, that at the first appearance, this honorable court shall consider bond if the offense is not one that is bondable only by a superior court judge. I heard what you said as well, but.
Oh, that's cool. He's working. That boy working, man. He probably getting paid like $5,000 an hour. Good job, brother. He basically, so what happened is that this is his first appearance. On many charges, so you get a first appearance, which is usually like you get arraigned. The arraignment is they tell you, nigga, you're charged with fucking peeing on the side of the street, blah, 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 right? And at least for most criminal charges, they give you a chance to petition for a bond, right? If one's not automatically set. And for Thug, they're saying that that judge there who's talking to him saying that I ain't going to deal with bond. You got to talk to another judge. And this guy is just basically saying, yo, they're trying to get Thug out of jail, right? So, you know, they're trying to push the bond thing early. They're like, yo, why can't we talk about bail now? Like, so that's what he's quoting.
The offense here is Mr. Williams is only indicted on count 56 and count 1, which is a criminal street gang activity and a conspiracy to commit racketeering, and both of those I believe are within your breast to set bond, and I would like bond to be heard by your honorable court. As and far as I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Thank you. And certainly, go ahead, Attorney Steele. I want to make sure I hear you out.
Okay, Your Honor. Thank you. And as far as the conflict, Mr. Geary, as well as District Attorney Willis, have explained that to me, and I believe that. If they file the right motion, a hearing will be held. And under the law, this is not an actual conflict of interest. It is a potential conflict of interest, which can be waived. And I believe that will happen.
All right. Thank you. Attorney.
Yeah. So essentially what that is, you know, I believe, like, for example, Shotty did that to 6ix9ine. So, for example, I'm trying to explain. I think y'all are smart if y'all get it. This guy is basically the lawyer for YSL. He's representing a lot of people. It's weird that the prosecutor is hating a little bit. Or not hating. It's a really good strategy. He's trying to get the guy who knows him the best and the guy who's going to do the best job of defending them to get the fuck off the case, which is this guy, right? This guy said till the fucking last drop of blood. Now, he says the conflict of interest. But here's the thing. That's usually brought by the defendants For example, if me and you get, like, and I'm talking to the camera, right? If me and you do a crime, right? And say we always use the same lawyer. Say I retain the lawyer. And, like, so when you get caught up by the cops by some shit, you use that lawyer. When I get caught up by the cops, I use that lawyer. We both get charged for some shit. Now the lawyers only represent me. You could file a motion to say I can't use that lawyer because that lawyer knows too much about you and no other, like, you guys have had conversations. That would make it more, it would make it the trial unfair for you, for him. You know what I mean? So the fact that lawyer is there could make it unfair for other people. But the only thing why I think this guy's going to stay on the case, nobody, unless there's a snitch in YSL, would not object to this guy representing Thug. You get what I mean? So they could get him kicked off the case by saying, yo, bro, this nigga did like four of my gun cases. How you going to have him represent this one guy? He's going to use what he knows about me to help bury me, but help Thug. You get what I mean? So, but come on, it's Thug. You know what I mean? And y'all know what this is. It's like Thug going to pay everybody lawyer fees. So, or at least that's what they're rapping their song. So nobody should be trying to kick him off. So the prosecutor's jumping the gun, I think.
Still, I certainly understand, and if I were sitting solely as a magistrate, I believe you would be correct with the stating of the law itself. But as I am sitting at Superior Court, Fulton County delegated judge, there is specific delegation order for which I am operating under that indicates that the authority to set bail is simply not delegated for any case, regardless of the charges involved, that has been indicted and assigned to the docket of a Superior Court judge, and that is the order of which I am following. And so because I am doing so, I'm not at liberty to do a bond unless I have some additional authority to do so. And at this time, I do not. So unfortunately, you will have to submit your motion for a bond directly to the Superior Court judge that is handling this case, which is Judge Euro Glanville.
So, I will do it, Your Honor.
Right, certainly. So the order of the court on today is that he's been put on notice. He's not gotten a first appearance in that particular situation because he is indicted. He is not subject just to a warrant, and it was not a warrantless arrest. So that is where we stand at this time. Mr. Williams, I'm sure your attorney will reach out to you and give you further indication of what needs to happen in your case.
Interesting. Anyway, yeah, I don't think he's going to bail. I'd be very shocked. It's one of those situations where I think the prosecutor already sounded like a hater. He's trying to get the nigga's lawyer kicked off before the shit even started. That nigga's prosecutor's a hater. And you got to realize this is somebody out of the office of, and I'm going to play this next. It's a DA, it's an assistant DA to this lady here. I think her name is Fanny, let me see, Young Thug. Fanny, what's her name? Let's see, Young Thug Press Conference. Her name is Fanny Willis. This is her right here. By the way, this is a super straight-edge judge. DA. She's one of the people who were very instrumental in overturning votes or she stood up to Trump. Remember when Trump was trying to get Georgia to go for him or whatever, a recount, whatever the bullshit is. She was not going for that shit. She was there like violating that nigga in court. You feel me? And one of the things I think people are realizing about Atlanta is that not because you have black faces means they're going to just turn an eye to crime being done by black people. So not because you vote black people in means you could go do crime. Because she, I ain't going to lie to you, the way she's talking, and by the way, I think the same way in New York, what happens when you get some of these officials that get in power, whether it's a DA or like a commissioner of police or a mayor, and they're black, they could do more things that target the black community where you can't call them racist because they're black. Like, nigga, Eric Adams in New York, that nigga was talking about banning drill music. He talking about bringing back stop and frisk. You know why? What you gonna say to him? He black. If it was a white person, he'd be like, nigga, you racist. With this black lady right here, you know what she's saying? I love Rico. Rico's a tool I love to use. We gotta get all these gang niggas off the street. Yeah, like, yo, she is on it. If it was a white man saying this, we all call that nigga racist. We're like, you racist. But this is one of the reasons why, like, I guarantee in court you're gonna see a lot of white people who are her assistants, but she's the face. The face makes it okay. She has the black face. Now they could do what they need to do without niggas complaining it's racist. Because you know how niggas do. You put Barack in office, okay, we cool now. No, it's the same shit happening. You know what I mean? All her assistants that's going to be on this case, that's going to be like, you know, She, I don't even know if she's going to be in court doing too much when it comes to this case. Like, you know what I mean? She's the DA, right? She's a DA, right? So her assistants in her office is going to be doing it. They're probably all white. So again, what you realize is when the system wants to get you, they put a black face and go even harder at you. If any white man was in office in New York told him I'm bringing back stop and frisk, bro, the last person, who, like, I think Rudy Giuliani brought that in. Nigga, we call that nigga racist. The black dude come back up in there and say, yeah, I think we should probably bring it back. They're like, we can't call one of us. No, most of this stuff ain't really pushed by the face you see. It's being pushed by the people you see standing behind them. All these white dudes.
Criminal street gang.
Okay, so let me just, so this is her. So you see how they do in Atlanta? The commissioner of police is black. Bro, all of the people who work for him are white, bro. The black face just rocks you to sleep. They're getting tough on crime in Atlanta, but you gonna think it's cool because they realize with niggas, you're so stupid, all you need to see is a black face and be like, okay, we straight. No, nigga. Black police commissioner or head of the sheriff's office, whatever they call him. Black DA. They're on our side, right? Yeah, all right. Bro, this chick talked about RICO like it was a cheat code. You gonna hear her talk about it. And another black nigga right here. Another one right here, but there's some white niggas in there. All right, come on, let's get to it. Okay, yeah, she's a star.
Today, I'm joined by the Atlanta Police Chief, Chief Rodney Bryan, as well as my sheriff and our sheriff, Sheriff Patrick Labatt. We are here today about a grand jury indictment that was returned that included not just Jeffrey Williams, which is of some notoriety and media attention, but about 28 defendants that operated within our community between the time period of 2012 and 2022. It is our allegation that they operated as a criminal street gang and commenced to do havoc in our community. That havoc includes crimes of violence, crimes of thefts, crimes involving drugs. I've made no secret about it, nor any apology, that as the district attorney of Fulton County, my number one focus is targeting gangs. And there's a reason for that. They are committing conservatively 75 to 80% of all of the violent crime that we are seeing within our community. And
essentially, she's saying her number one priority is going into inner city communities or communities where there's a bunch of black people. And she's going to name some of them. Cleveland Ave. And she's going to uproot all the niggas she feels that's doing fuckery there. So her number one thing ain't prioritizing corporate corruption. Her number one thing ain't trying to get, and I'm pretty sure it's on her priority list somewhere, just not at the top. Oh, getting like, you know, people who are defrauding the state government or whatever the case is. Her number one thing is get the fucking gangs. And you know all the fucking gangs, what they share? And I'm not making this a sympathy because I'm not a gang member. I don't give two fucks about a gang member. So I'm just telling you, sometimes you just need the right skin complexion for the right message. If this was a white woman saying this, we would call this racist. Just be clear.
So they have to be rooted out of our community. I said just a week or two ago, it does not matter what your notoriety is, what your fame is. If you come to Fulton County, Georgia, and you commit crimes, and certainly if those crimes are in furtherance of a street gang, that you are going to become a target and a focus of this district attorney's office, and we are going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I agree with Chief Bryant. What you see yesterday and what you will see in the upcoming months and years is the result of a lot of hard work by both the Atlanta Police Department and this office. We are proud to bring forth this indictment and hopefully to bring justice to a lot of the community who was victimized through the course you see in this indictment. But more importantly, the most important thing that we are here to do is to keep this community safe. And we believe removing these 28 defendants will keep Fulton County safer. Yes, sir.
The indictment's got Young Thug and a bunch of other rappers. There was one name I was actually expecting to see there that I didn't. And that's Jack Harlow.
That's the first fucking question they ask this fucking idiot who's on the side. He basically says, yo, I see a bunch of rappers, but what about Jack Harlow? Atlantic gotta have paid for that nigga to be in the room. What the fuck? What the fuck does this guy do with Jack Harlow? That nigga from Louisville, Kentucky. Huh?
What I'll tell you is that as large as this indictment is, I told my team that let's not be sexy, now let's not overreach. Let's be conservative in our approach, which is always the approach that I take. And in taking that approach, 28 defendants were indicted, and they were indicted for the crimes that I believe were appropriate for this RICO indictment. And so I won't speak to any person that is not named.
In terms of serious,
Well, we'll ask on the different charges for the maximum penalties, and there's obviously many people that are looking at life.
She a diva. She said, we're going to ask for max penalties. She want that nigga Thug to do 20.
Under this indictment, you're absolutely right. These are serious times. They're serious allegations. And it is my opinion that violence in our community deserves maximum penalties.
In a recent interview, you said in the coming weeks.
Hey, let me tell you this right now. And this is May 11, 2022. This chick and how she's been moving, she's setting herself up to be the next Kamala Harris. I guarantee it. She's going to be the skin complexion that needs protection, that will gain votes for the black people, but she will be as tough and as rugged as all the white faces. And by the way, I'm not knocking it. I don't do crime. But it was interesting watching everybody dick suck Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was cutthroat on her come up. You get what I mean? Now she's in office, they muzzled her. They don't want to hear nothing from her. Muzzled. You get me? This chick, she's on a war path to get into politics, if you ask me. She gonna do this, clean up Atlanta for a little bit. All them Atlanta rap groups are rap like little rap gangs y'all got going on. She gutting all that shit out. Watch, the next couple years. Mark my word, at least another indictment coming out before the end of this year. She's getting all them niggas out of there. And you know what people are going to say? Damn, she cleaned up Atlanta. 3 years after this, she's leaving this shit straight into politics, brother. Watch. Straight, like, I'm telling you, this is how this shit is set up, bro. This is how this shit's set up. She got to prove to everybody that, yo, when it comes to shit like this, she's tough. And she's shown you she's tough. So I don't give a fuck about y'all rap fame, none of that shit. Y'all do this shit here, we get you the fuck out of here. The wife and Lucci indictment was a little bit bizarre. But then this one's like, oh shit, she not playing. I think she's indicting at least one more rapper group, rapper gang out of Atlanta. I don't know who it is, but I think this chick means fucking business. Here's where she has to make sure. She has to, like, you know, make sure she wins, though, right? She has to make sure that, this is the comfort level with the RICO charge. Nobody's taking it to trial. Like, she has to make sure she gets some years on these niggas. Because if say this was somehow thrown out, which it never will be, right? This is overwhelming proof. They're not going to be thrown out. But let's say it was. It would show that she's targeting them for frivolous things and also using lyrics to, like, like pretty much hit job. You know what I mean? Now, it won't. It won't get thrown out. As I said, this shit reads like you're fucking guilty in paper and in a courtroom. But if these indictments against Lucci and Thug were not to work, her career is done. So I think because these are highly public cases. You get what I mean? She's rolling the dice. So since she's behind YFN Lucci and his gang going down and Young Thug and his gang going down, she got to get them niggas years. If she doesn't, and this is why she going to take this shit personal. If she doesn't, her career is done. Those are two popular rappers who every rapper going to support in Atlanta. You're not the biggest, the you're not going to have the most fans of rappers right now. And if those dudes, it's proven that you can't, you don't have solid cases on them or you can't get them to take years in jail, you're going to look like a fraud and you're done. No more support from the black community and you can't be used by whatever plan you had to get into politics. It's done. It's a wrap. So she got to make sure Thug and him go to jail for a minute and got to make sure Lucci go to jail for a minute. That's just a fact, bro.
Yeah, and if you're already aware, we dropped an indictment not that long ago against YFN.
Demon. Yo, YFN, YSL, who you think is next? Everybody spam it in the chat. Who is next to get indicted? By the way, salute to some people in the super chat over here. Skinner, James, thank you for the super chat over there on YouTube. I'm going to read my cheers on Twitch as well. Somebody said, Ack, you spoke on the Illuminati the other day. What the fuck? That's some old shit. The hell? I think it's still talking about Illuminati. Somebody said, do you think YSL will beat these charges, especially Thug and Gunna? I think they're just going to take a plea. Because just here's, this office is basically like, they're going to scare, do you want to do 20? Nobody want to do no fucking 20 years, bro. That's the point. Nobody want to do no 20 years. This is the reality of it. And this is why, you know, for like somebody like Gunna, you're going to, Gunna's going to plea. Gunna is going to plea. The reason why is, before this trial actually starts, well, Gunna might get out on whatever. But say for Thug, or let's say Gunna doesn't get out for whatever reason, right? This case ain't starting for 2 years. So already, you're going to be sitting for 2 years, right? So cool, you've sat for 2 years, right? And after you've sat for 2 years, waiting for this case to start, the mandatory minimum is 5 years. They're going to just say, yo, bro, just take the five, like, you, I don't know, you do 2 years and then you get out a year on parole or some dumb shit, and then you're good. It's not going to seem that long, you know what I mean? And they'll give you the lowest fucking plea, like, for like, Gunna. For Thug, I don't think Thug's taking this shit to trial either. Like, what the fuck? They're going to give you 20. If Thug blows trial, they're giving him 20 years. If Thug could get it somewhere below 10... If they tell Thug like 7 years, I think Thug take it. No, now I'm speaking way into the future, way into the future. Obviously now, you know, everybody just, we're in this super media. You're hoping that Thug gets out next week and he's back making a first day out song. Like, no, nigga, this is a RICO charge. You know what I mean? Like, this shit going to be around for a minute. So.
It is certainly a tool that I believe in, which is using RICO. I believe the reason that I believe in it as a tool is it allows juries and the communities to see the complete picture of a crime so they can truly be educated and have facts to weigh when they're making decisions. And so if you're asking, should you expect to see other RICO indictments against other street gang organizations? Absolutely.
Damn. I won't particularly say any names. So I don't want to wish no arrest on nobody. But I do think she's prioritizing those level of activity. As I said to y'all before, I don't think Young Thug is sitting in a jail cell. I don't think Wife and Lucci sitting in a jail cell if they weren't actively beefing, being brazen with their crimes allegedly and their actions going at each other on the streets. If they were just chilling, nobody would, like, I don't think she's focusing on that much. But the cops clearly saw, okay, this rival is dropped, this rival dropped. Shooting here, random bystander. Oh, a cop got shot. Oh, shit, they're doing a lot. Like, these niggas are doing a lot. You get me? Now, is another gang in Atlanta doing a lot like that? I don't know. Maybe I heard some shit I didn't hear. I don't know. But beefing with another famous nigga is just bad. Now, maybe there's some other gangs that controlled by rappers who are beefing with some anonymous thing. I don't know. But whoever y'all think might be the next to get locked up, y'all guess is as good as mine. But I think there's another rapper that's getting indicted this year through RICO. I already have one, and I won't say the name. This one dude, I think this, if he don't get indicted this year, The cops must just like his music. I don't know. Like, he's getting a RICO this year. I don't even want to mention the name.
If you look at the indictment, the crimes that are alleged within it go all the way back from 2012 to 2022. I wouldn't say that it contains every act of crime that YSL committed. It is a significant gang that operates here in Atlanta, Georgia, and not every member became a defendant within this indictment, but certainly an significant amount did, and certainly some of the leadership, which is what's most important. We're not going to just target the children that are running out at the direction of leaders and not target leaders. Social media is a wonderful tool for prosecutors in every indictment we bring nowadays.
And let's talk about, obviously, YSL. They're the territory that Cleveland Avenue is no secret. We've seen a ton of violence, innocent bystanders get hit. So you guys believe that by getting them off the streets, that people in that neighborhood who are living in fear can actually have some peace now?
I believe that people in that neighborhood and at every corner of Fulton County deserve to be safe, even if it is financially lower socially, economically. You know, I don't think that part of the community should be left behind. Me and the mayor and the police chief have talked about the fact that Cleveland in our community is referred to as Bleveland, that it is somewhere where just violence occurs, where they're marking up territory, it's blood territory. It's horrible. And you're absolutely right. That community deserves to be safe, and we are hoping that this helps to keep them safe. Well, I won't step outside of my lane. I am the district attorney of Fulton County. I am not the sheriff. I have great confidence in the sheriff. He knew that this was coming as a law enforcement partner, and I believe that he is well prepared, but you'd have to speak to him to make sure that everyone within his facility is safe.
This indictment means a few, it's not just social media posts, but songs that have been released by Young Thug and others, where those people there evidence supporting the RICO conspiracy. And I'd like you to speak to the First Amendment issues that obviously raises.
This issue has been ruled on by the courts. I knew that question was coming. I believe in the First Amendment. It's one of our most precious rights. However, the First Amendment does not protect people from prosecutors using it as evidence, if it is such. In this case, we put it as overt and predicate acts within the RICO count because we believe that's exactly what it is. This office? No. Since I've been here as the district attorney, I think we've indicted probably 4 or 5 RICOs at this point. So it's a tool I use.
First of all, good afternoon. I believe both Madam DA and Chief Bryant are really raising the level of consciousness in what we're doing within Fulton County, and certainly they deserve our appreciation. With respect to the specific question as to safety and so many people being brought in, we are housing them accordingly to include other facilities. So I encourage everyone to really download the Sheriff's app.
That's a really good question. So they asked the question and say, yo, before these 28 people were locked up, people were already trying to kill YFN Lucci in Fulton County Jail. How the hell you expect YFN Lucci to stay safe or any of the 28 people to stay safe in jail when you're added more people into the same facility? So, you know, he's answering it by saying that they're spreading the people around, hoping that they don't create a bunch of numbers or, you know, have incidents. I think that's going to be a tough job. It's 28 gang members. A lot of them have a lot of power and a lot of, you know, resources. And some of them are targets.
If you want to know specifically where individuals are, and we will, you'll be accommodated accordingly.
Sheriff Labatt, like I said, definitely the indictment, there was an element of it where they were talking about Latavius Greer communicating with an inmate where the inmate had a cell phone that was going to
All right, this nigga ain't talking about shit, really. Oh, yeah, I don't know if y'all can hear it. This is where the reporter is being smart. He says, how are y'all monitoring the conversation on the dude's cell phone that was illegally obtained in jail? So pretty much he's hinting like, did y'all give him the cell phone? Listen.
As to safety and right so here. Many people being brought in. We are housing them accordingly.
Listen.
To include other facilities. So I encourage everyone to really download the Sheriff's app if you want to know specifically where individuals are, and we will, you'll be accommodated accordingly.
Here we go.
Like I said, definitely the indictment. There was an element of it where they were talking about Latavius Greer communicating with an inmate where the inmate had a cell phone that was contraband. But it was clear from the indictment that you had been, or that all of you had been, monitoring that conversation. But it leads me to ask a question you're probably not going to answer. Was that cell phone deliberately given to an inmate so that those conversations?
Was that cell phone deliberately? So basically, I don't know if y'all can really hear him. He says, listen, I was looking at the indictment, and one of the things y'all mentioned is a conversation that was monitored by an inmate who used a cell phone to speak to someone else. By the nature of y'all knowing what that conversation was, how did you know what that is? Now, there's two ways, right? Maybe they tapped the other guy's phone, right? Or this guy's saying, how did y'all know it was through some illicit? Well, you know, they could probably prove like the nigga was in jail. So the only way you could talk to him, and if he's in jail, he got to have a phone, right? But they're asking him, did you plant that phone? Did y'all give that phone deliberately knowing he was going to talk? And this is the guy's answer, which I think gives it away. This is I forgot what this guy's like position is.
So I did have an opportunity to read your op-ed editorial that you posted in the Buckhead blog or whatever it was from that perspective. And so you're right. I'm not going to answer it.
So he basically says no comment. I think that's smart. That's a good setup right there. Look at this nigga in the back. He's smiling like, duh. Of course we gave the criminals the phone. And we gave them the phone that we had. We tapped. Duh. Look at this guy's face. You can tell. Setup. Damn, how could you trust a random phone if you're in jail? That might just be the setup. Like, if you get a phone in jail, you just can't, no matter what phone, you can't talk criminal activity, especially if you're in jail. You got to assume people listen to. Like, yeah, you get a little cell phone, you call your bitch. I know some people FaceTime in there, you know what I mean? FaceTime your girl, maybe she plays with her pussy, get a little, you know, jerk off real quick or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Call some other people, talk some business, call your homies, you know what I mean? Just to get your mind on or whatever. That's cool. But to discuss crime? Nah, hell no. I ain't gonna lie to you. Of course, I never mentioned their name. I had three niggas who, they gonna be locked up for a while. They call me like, they're in jail. They call me, and it was like a regular ass number. I picked up, I'm like, hello? Like, yo, it's so-and-so. Like, I'm thinking like, yo, okay, this is a fan. It's like, nah, bro. It's my cell phone. I'm in jail. I'm like, Loki, I felt that nigga was trying to set me up. I'm like, what the fuck? They was like, no, nigga. Nigga, we got phones in here. We got everything. The nigga told me he was playing like PS4, not 5. He was playing PS4. He was like, yo, nigga, we got everything. He was like, we got everything y'all got outside in here. Cause he was like, yo, nigga, in jail, like nigga, I'm a big nigga in here. Like, nigga, respect me. He's like, yo, we got everything y'all got out there except like pussy, but we could get pussy when we wanted. I'm like, I didn't bother even asking no questions. I was like, okay. I kid you not. I promise you that happened. Nigga, I was in shock. Because usually when I talk to people who are locked up, you hear, This is a call from the blah, 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 community correction facility. This call is going to be monitored, blah, blah, blah. And then every time when you're talking to them, like every couple of minutes you hear, blah, 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 this call should not be, it's illegal or not, or it's prohibited to add a third party or whatever. If you're called, it will, all that type of shit. But this thing called from his cell phone. And they were like, you want FaceTime me? I was like, nah, I'm good. So I'm good. So I was asking him, nigga, how the fuck you charge it? It's like, yeah, like it was giving me the whole system. I'm like, damn. All right, bro. The funny part about it, the nigga was like, yo, act, that's really me on the gram. Because like he locked up with his gram active. I'm like, wait, that's really you? Act, that's me on the gram, nigga. I said, oh, shit. I said, oh, shit. All right, cool. So basically, Young Thug and his crew, they're cooked. Sorry to tell y'all. They're cooked. I'm going to be realistic. I know we all love Thug, but this is just what it is right now. I am hoping that Thug doesn't do over 10 years. I'm hoping that he gets a reduced plea. To sit here and be like, oh my God, he's going to just beat this case is being delusional. Perhaps we could possibly hope for bail. You know, maybe, you know, he could give us a lot of, you know, he records quick. He could probably, he's going to have to sit for some time, you know, record enough music to keep us good while he does do some time, and hopefully he's not that long. Hopefully he's closer to 5, more than 10 or 15. Yeah, like, you know, for example, I ain't gonna lie, like, when I interviewed Fetty Wap, like Fetty Wap kind of knows he's gonna go to jail, bro. Like, you know, I think he's in the I'm getting my affairs in order type shit, you know? And, like, it's not just, it's just an acceptance. Like, bro, you got, you're not about to fight this case and win it, just figure out some shit, try to get the least amount of time, whatever. Same thing when I interviewed Omi with the Hellcat. Like, he's like, you know, he's going to do something. He's not trying to do too much. You know, he's just trying to get affairs in order, which it is what it is. All right. Well, this is part of, I guess somebody ruined my motherfucking, somebody ruined my my Meg Thee Stallion thing, because I have some documents. I have the official police report that was filed the night of and in the subsequent days of